Each Tuesday at this time on Morning Edition, we talk to the folks at PolitiFact Virginia, the fact checkers at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and we're joined again this morning by reporter Sean Gorman. Good morning, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Two items to ask you about that recently appeared in the PolitiFact Virginia column. Ken Cuccinelli, Virginia's Attorney General and the Republican candidate for governor, said at the shad planking a few weeks ago down at Wakefield, that annual festivity in the woods in southeastern Virginia, he said, "We have never gone a year in Virginia, ever," he emphasized, "without passing a budget." And again, he stressed, "ever." Is that so?
Well, Virginia's record of passing budgets is good, but not perfect. The state works on a two-year budget cycle. During even years, legislators pass a biennial spending plan, and during odd years, that plan is amended to address changing needs and to conform to the ebb and flow of revenues because the state requires a balanced budget. And in 2000, the General Assembly passed a two-year plan that complied with then-Governor Jim Gilmore's campaign pledge to phase out the personal property tax on cars. Back then, 45% of the car tax was eliminated. In 2001, as the country was entering a recession, the General Assembly split over Gilmore's insistence that Virginia move to the next phase of car tax relief, which would have eliminated 70% of the car tax. Now, the House supported the plan, but the Senate did not, arguing that the state couldn't afford it given the sluggish economy. But both the 2001 regular session and a special session went by without a budget being passed, and that left Gilmore in charge of slicing $421 million in spending to keep his car tax relief on schedule. So contrary to what Cuccinelli said, there is a precedent for the state failing to pass a budget, so we rate the claim false.
Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia's 4th District made a comment at a budget hearing in Washington that the U.S. Army had a training program that put, quote, evangelical Christians, Catholics, and Mormons in the same category of religious extremism as we do Al-Qaeda, end quote. You checked his facts on that, and what did you find?
Well, Forbes pointed us to news stories about an offensive computer slide in a U.S. Army Reserve training presentation. Now, that slide lists 17 groups under the title of a religious extremism. Now, topping that list was evangelical Christianity, followed by the Muslim Brotherhood. And next to each listing, the slide notes the nation and religion that spawned the supposedly extremist group. The list includes Catholicism, ultra-Orthodox Judaism, Sunni Islam, in addition to the Ku Klux Klan, and several groups that are recognized as terrorist organizations by the U.S. State Department, including Al-Qaeda and Hamas in Palestine. Now, contrary to Forbes' statement, mainstream Mormons are not cited for extremism, but the slide does list a split-off polygamist sect, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, Forbes has given the impression that the training manuals were widely used and sanctioned by the Army, but that's not the case. The offending slide was used a year ago at a briefing held for an Army Reserves unit in Pennsylvania, and the Army has said that the person who created the slide apologized and deleted it after a complaint. The Army also said that the slide does not represent the Army's policy and that it was produced without any knowledge by the chain of command. So Forbes has made sweeping statements that suggest the training manual is, or the training program is, widespread and officially sanctioned when it is not. So we rated the statement mostly false.
Okay. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia, the fact-checking unit at the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Thanks, Wayne.